आज हम बात कर रहे हैं भारतीय मूल से जुड़े कुछ चुनावी उम्मीदवारों से जो ग्रीन्स पार्टी की तरफ से आने वाले फेडरल इलेक्शन में लड़ने जा रहे हैं। आइए सुनते हैं क्या है इनके विचार, नीतियां और किन मुद्दों को लेकर ये चुनाव प्रचार कर रहे हैं। अपूर्वा शुक्ला केवल 22 वर्ष के हैं और ये लखनऊ में पैदा हुए थे। वे न्यू साउथ वेल्स में वरीबा सीट से चुनाव लड़ रहे हैं। तो आइए जानते हैं अपूर्व शुक्ला से आने वाले चुनावों के बारे में। SBS हिंदी प्रोग्राम में आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है अपूर्वा जी। तो आप आजकल बहुत बिजी रहते होंगे क्योंकि इलेक्शन तो अब कुछ ही दिनों में होने वाले हैं।
पूरे दिन कुछ तो हो रहा है। आज तो हम लोग लिवरपूल स्टेशन में थे, लीफलेट्स दे रहे थे सब लोग को, और आई थिंक हमारा प्रेजेंस बहुत सोशल मीडिया में है यंगर जनरेशन टारगेट करने के लिए।
तो आप हमें ये बताइए, आपने ग्रीन्स पार्टी को क्यों चुना? और जो वरीवा सीट है, कहते हैं वो एक लेबर सेफ सीट है।
हाँ, इसलिए बिकॉज आई थिंक हमारा रिप्रेजेंटेशन नहीं है, और स्पेशली यंग लोग का रिप्रेजेंटेशन। और मैंने ग्रीन्स इसलिए चूज किया बिकॉज वो पॉलिसीज आई थिंक बहुत रेजोनेट करेंगे यंगर लोग के लिए, बट ऑल्सो माइग्रेंट्स के लिए और सब लोग के लिए। आई थिंक our policies such as action on climate change, making housing affordable again for people, making uni and TAFE free, and abolishing student debt, and putting dental and mental into Medicare. I think ye sab cheez bahut needed hai by the Australian people. So isliye I think Greens ka bahut अच्छा लगा, because they corporate donations नहीं लेते हैं सब कुछ, और I guess बहुत grassroots democracy है।
तो अपूर्वा, you are only 22, इतनी कम उम्र में पॉलिटिक्स ज्वाइन करना ज्यादा मुश्किल तो नहीं था ये डिसीजन?
नहीं, बिकॉज आई थिंक हम यंगर पीपल के लिए हमारा फ्यूचर इतना अच्छा नहीं दिख रहा है। क्लाइमेट चेंज और ये क्लाइमेट इमरजेंसी बहुत बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट, और आई थिंक ये तो आई थिंक ये दिस इज द बिगेस्ट एलिफेंट इन द रूम एंड नो अदर पार्टी इज एड्रेसिंग इट। Labor and Liberal both have, I think, a lot of financing with, the coal, oil and gas community. And therefore, even though they're saying they want to act on climate change, they're still committed on opening 114 new coal, oil and gas plants. And that's not action on climate change. We've seen the floods, we've seen the fires, we've seen the droughts. Ye sab kuch dikha hai, aur koi action nahi le rahe hai. Or this is our future. You know, in 10, 15, 20 years, the people who are running this country might not be around, but the repercussions will be felt for many, many millions of Australians who are still starting out in life. And I think that anger and frustration, I think, has given me enough resolve to enter politics, because it's so important. There's no representation of Asian Australians, Indians, and I think the migrant community as a whole, because politics is so, I guess, racist still. You know, you can't be a dual citizen if you want to run for federal politics, and that's not at all representative of how many people there are who have a different background. And so just thinking about all of these really made me, I think, really wanted me to get involved and do something about it.
तो युवा पीढ़ी के लिए आपका कोई मैसेज?
हाँ, I think the time to stay silent and just be part of the silent community is it's gone. It's time to stand up, to voice your opinions, because you are Australian. You're not just a migrant or an Indian. You are an Indian Australian. Okay, and I think it's so important to represent yourself, because the times are changing, you know, like it is so important to actually get out there and showcase your traditions and yourself and be proud of it, because you know, a lot of people think of Australians as just being the traditional people who go to the pub and, you know, that, you know, do these things, and they tend to think that if you aren't that, then you're not Australian. And the reality is you are still Australian. And we need to break out of that barrier. We need to break out of that mold. And the only way to do so is by representing your culture and identity. The Greens are here to fight for that as well. So,
और वहीं 31 वर्षीय चेतन सहाय सिडनी सीट से ग्रीन्स पार्टी के उम्मीदवार हैं। सुनते हैं वो किन मुद्दों के लिए खड़े हैं। A very warm welcome to you, Mr. Chetan Sahai, on SBS Hindi program. Thanks for taking out time for us today, and it must be really, really busy times for you.
Yes, absolutely right. Pretty much every day we're knocking on doors, we're handing out at train stations and shopping centers and places like that, making sure that we can get the word out about the Greens policies for this coming election and what we want to do when we get into balance of power.
Just kindly share with us, why did you choose to stand for Greens and why from the seat of Sydney, which is said to be a safe seat for Labour?
Yeah, that's right. So look, I'm a part of what got me involved in politics was a sense that there was not enough action being taken in terms of climate change and housing affordability as well in this country and in this city. My feeling is that both Liberal and Labor are simply not pulling their weight. And the Greens were the only party for me that I could recognize as offering a genuine alternative to the so-called solutions of the other two parties, which ultimately are simply going to drive up the cost of living in terms of housing affordability, but also it's simply insufficient in terms of what the science tells us in terms of climate change. So for me, it was quite a simple choice that the Greens were going to be the party. For me, they're principled. The people are very welcoming and they're very passionate about trying to make a real difference. In terms of running for the seat of Sydney, look, this is my community. This is where I live. I talk to my neighbours, I talk to my community and my friends, and everyone is telling me the same thing, that not enough is being done in terms of climate change, not enough is being done in terms of housing affordability, including the provision of public housing. So it was quite a simple choice for me that this is a place where, in particular, Sydney, which covers areas like Ultimo, Pyrmont, Potts Point, Redfern, Waterloo, these are areas that are quite progressive in terms of their politics. And what they're looking for is a real difference. They're looking for a voice that genuinely represents them. And the feeling at the moment is that Labor is simply not doing that. So while this is certainly a safe Labor seat, the feeling at the moment, from what I've gathered from talking to the community, is that they feel taken for granted. There is a sense that the current member is really happy to pivot to the right. The Labor Party overall is happy to pivot to the right, which means leaving a lot of people behind. And so they feel disenfranchised. And so what I'm looking to do is really give them a voice.
Chetan, what will be the topmost agenda for you to fight for if you get elected?
Climate change is absolutely the number one issue. I know in India right now, I've got a family in Ahmedabad in Delhi, and they're facing, you know, weeks of 40 degree plus days.
Right.
The climate crisis is here. Even here in New South Wales, we saw the flooding recently in Lismore. Not too long ago, there were the bushfires that burned through over a billion animals in this state and in this country. That's something that needs to be fixed right away. And Australia, more so than many other countries, is responsible for the devastation and destruction that we're seeing. So we need to draw down our emissions. We need to cut subsidies for fossil fuel companies. We need to decarbonize our economy as quickly as possible. And the Greens have stood for environmentalism and climate action for essentially the entire history of our party. And so this is something that's very close to my heart and very close to the policy agenda of the party.
And having an Indian background, do you have any Indian community related issues that you would advocate for?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, when I first came to this country as a young boy, so I moved around quite a lot with my parents. My dad worked in the aviation industry, so we lived in Dubai, Bahrain, a short period in India before settling down in Australia. And one of the first things that I noticed even then as a young boy was the racism of this country, where it was very much a case of people who looked like me were seen as outsiders, were seen as unwelcome. And I know that this is something that a lot of people of Indian background have experienced here, which is really unfortunate. And it's something that can actually be addressed, because what we've seen from generations of governments and politicians is that they're happy to use us as a kind of political toy to rile up more racism and more anger within certain segments of the community to try to win votes. And I think it wasn't even that long ago during the COVID pandemic where we saw the federal government, the Liberals and Nationals essentially trying to block Australian citizens of Indian ancestry from returning to this country where we are citizens, where we live. And so that's why the Greens have a very positive anti-racism policy, that we really need to try to tackle this head on. We need to not only fight for racial justice in terms of people of colour like us, but also for First Nations people, because after all, it was their experience of colonisation and dispossession that laid the groundwork for the current system of a racial divide and racial inequality. So part of our plan is to make hate speech illegal. So we want to add that to the Criminal Code of Conduct, establish a national database for tracking hate crimes, which currently isn't happening, and really work towards creating a genuinely multicultural, inclusive country. So we'd want to establish a federal multicultural commission and provide grants and funding for anti-racist campaigners, for community organizations, to provide services that people from non-white backgrounds will need to feel safe, to feel comfortable in this community, and also to make it clear that racism is simply not welcome here.